The Renew Energy plant in Jefferson plans to employ 60 people and use corn to produce about 130 million gallons of ethanol every year. Governor Doyle has announced the plant will get $1.5 million infrastructure loan. Doyle says during his time as governor, the state has spent $7 million to help get ethanol production from zero to nearly 200 million gallons a year, not counting the Jefferson plant. Doyle says he views ethanol as an important source of fuel.
Ethanol is a huge opportunity for us in the state, and I'm pleased that we are continuing to build new ethanol capacity. It's providing great jobs, and it is a major alternative to gasoline, and we have to be a lot less dependent on petroleum and more dependent on renewable sources of fuel.
But production of corn-based ethanol has not won over some scientists. Tad Potsick is a professor of geoengineering at the University of California. He says production of ethanol and other biofuels will never catch up to the world's demand for gasoline.
My major concern is that we will cause irreversible damage to the planet in the name of fuel supply that will never satisfy what we need to.
Potsick says growing more corn can cause water pollution and water shortages and deplete the soil. He also says ethanol production plants pollute the air. Potsick says better options include harvesting existing biomass in the tropics and raising the fuel efficiency standards for vehicles. Potsick will deliver a lecture in Madison this Friday that's part of a series considering what the late conservationist Aldo Leopold would think of corn ethanol. Professor Potsick says he believes Leopold is turning over in his grave. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.